The state of Washington is under a federal court order to address the issue of mentally ill inmates languishing in jail. The new state budget includes millions of dollars to evaluate and treat these inmates in a much shorter time frame. But shortly after the court ruling, the problem actually got worse, not better, at least in eastern Washington. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
It's been nearly 4 months since federal judge Marsha Peckman in Seattle ruled that Washington is violating the constitutional rights of mentally ill jail inmates. The day before that ruling, on April 1st, Yvonne Bercier's heartache began. That's the day her 32-year-old son, Sean, was locked up in the Spokane County Jail.
Seeing him there, it's just really hard. It's heartbreaking.
You see, Sean is mentally ill. In fact, he ended up in jail for assaulting a staff member at the psychiatric hospital where he was being treated. The day after Sean was arrested, Judge Peckman ruled the state of Washington must evaluate inmates like Sean within 7 days to see if they're competent to stand trial. But when a judge ordered a competency evaluation for Sean, word came back from Eastern State Hospital that it would take 2 months to get him evaluated. Carrie Reardon is Sean's public defender.
I said that's not in compliance with the law.
Ultimately, an outside evaluator was called in, and on May 22nd, Sean was found not competent to stand trial. Under Judge Peckman's ruling, this started another 7-day clock ticking, this one to get Sean a bed at Eastern State Hospital to begin to restore his competency. But it would take nearly 60 days for that to happen. Sean's attorney has two words to describe this delay.
Absolutely unacceptable.
Technically, Judge Peckman gave the state of Washington until next January to fully comply with the new 7-day standard, but she also appointed a court monitor to ensure the state is making progress, and she ordered Washington's Department of Social and Health Services to file monthly status reports. Those reports show that in April, only about 2% of competency evaluations in eastern Washington were completed within the 7-day time frame, and in May, that number got even worse. It dropped by about a third. The percentage admitted to Eastern State Hospital within 7 days also fell. Public defender Carrie Reardon cheered Judge Peckman's ruling at the time, but finds these numbers dismaying.
The only thing that has changed from my standpoint with my clients is that it is now taking even longer to get them into the hospital.
The numbers did improve slightly at Western State Hospital during those same months. Washington's DSHS says it's not reasonable to expect to see the wait times really start to improve until it gets new evaluators hired and more beds online. The new state budget includes $40 million to hire 13 more evaluators and open up 90 additional beds at Western and Eastern State Hospitals. But in April, the agency's Jane Beyer warned lawmakers the court's January deadline for hitting the 7-day target was, quote, very aggressive.
And I do not want to underestimate at all the difficulty of making the system changes that would be needed in order to be compliant with that 7-day timeline.
Beyer explained that it's hard to recruit evaluators who meet the department's current requirements. This is especially true in eastern Washington, where only one recent applicant was willing to work there. Another challenge? The state hospitals are old, and reopening mothballed wards is not as simple as flipping on the lights. The agency is appealing the part of Judge Peckman's ruling that requires the initial evaluation to happen within 7 days. Beyer told lawmakers in April that moving that quickly could have unintended consequences. For instance, she said an inmate might seem mentally ill, but actually be on drugs. 7 days might not be long enough to recover from that psychosis, and the evaluator might find that person not competent.
The fact that somebody who may not be mentally ill is being placed into a state psychiatric hospital is something that we have to be worried about because we have to protect the safety of the staff and the patients.
Even as Beyer testified, across the state in Spokane, Yvonne Bercier was watching her son Sean deteriorate in jail.
When I go to visit him, you know, he's either crying, he's scared. I'll try and talk to him, and then he'll just stare at the wall, or he'll just crack up laughing for no reason, or, you know, he'll get real angry.
For much of his stay in the Spokane County Jail, Sean was held in solitary confinement. At one point, jailers used a taser on him to get him back into his cell. He was finally moved to Eastern State Hospital on July 20th. Because of what Sean endured, his attorney is trying to get the assault charge against him dismissed. In her motion to the court, Carrie Reardon wrote the state's delay in hospitalizing him violated Sean's rights and bordered on torture. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.